but pushing a wheelbarrow.
不只是, 蒙着眼走钢索, 他还推着一个独轮的手推车, 走钢索。
So there was this American promoter who read about this story about this man.
有一个在美国的一位促销的人, 他在报纸上看到这项报道。
And he wrote a letter to the tightrope walker saying, I don't believe you can do it.
那他就写了一封信给这个走钢索的人说我不相信你做得到。
But I will challenge you with a large sum of money to come do a tightrope.
但是我愿意开价如果你能够接受我的挑战。
I'm going to challenge you to walk across Niagara Falls.
我的挑战是你能够在尼加拉瓜大瀑布上走钢索。
The tightrope walker wrote back and said, Sir, I'd love to come.
走钢索的人回了信说好先生我会很乐意来做这件事情。
Well, as you can imagine, the promoter promoted this big event and stirred up a lot of people.
推销了一阵子之后吸引了许多的观众。
So the tightrope walker would start on the Canadian side and then walk over to the American side.
走钢索的人他把眼睛蒙上了就从加拿大大家晓得尼加拉瓜瀑布有加拿大那边跟美国这边他从加拿大那边
And let me add, he was blindfolded.
他是把眼睛蒙好了。After
a suspenseful drum roll,
在大家敲锣打鼓一阵之后,
and as the people got all stirred up,
大家都觉得很兴奋的时候,
he walked across.
他就从加拿大那边的瀑布那边走到了美国这边来。
But then the tightrope walker asked the promoter, Do you believe that I can walk across this tightrope?
那他就到这位促销者的面前来问他说你现在相信我能够做得到吗?
He said, Of course, I just saw you do it.
他的回答说当然啦因为我亲眼看到你刚刚才从那边走过来的。
He said, No, do you believe that I can walk across the tightrope? And he said, Yes, of course.
他说你真的相信吗? 他的回答是说当然我当然相信。
And then he said, No. Do you believe that I can walk across the tightrope?
那走钢索的人说，不，你真正的相信我能够做得到吗？
He said, Good.
他再说一次。
Then get in the wheelbarrow and I'll take you across.
他说，我当然相信。走钢索的说，好，既然你相信，就坐在我这个单轮的手推车里面，让我带你过去。
You see, faith is not just something to be talked about.
我们需要知道信心不只是靠着我们说一说而已。
It should be demonstrated in the way that we live.
信心要靠着我们的生命才能彰显出来。
Paul Harvey once wrote,
有一个电台的播报员, 他的名字叫保罗·Harvey, 他曾经说过,
If you don't live it, you don't believe it.
如果你没有活出来, 那你就没有真正的相信。
There's a biblical basis for this statement. Let's look at James chapter 2, verse 18.
这句话在圣经里面是有根据的。 我们看雅各书第二章18节里面所说的。
James chapter 2, verse 18.
雅各书二章十八节。
Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by what I do.
你有信心，我有行为，你将你没有信心的行为。 指给我看，我便借着我的行为将我的信心指给你看。
Mark 2 demonstrates this so well.
在马可福音第二章里面，这个故事告诉我们一个同样的原则。
So if we can look at Mark chapter 2 verse 5.
所以我希望我们一起来看这个马可福音里面这个整个的故事。
And I want you to focus on the four words in verse 5.
但是我希望让我们先来看第五节里面他所用的几个字。
It says, when Jesus saw their faith.
马可福音二章五节说，耶稣见他们的信心。
He said to the paralytic son, your sins are forgiven.
他就对那个瘫子说，小子，你的罪赦了。
Most people would say, you can't see your faith.
大部分人或许会说，你绝对看不见信心。
It isn't physical.
因为信心不是一个物质的东西。
It's not in the visible realm.
或者是眼可以见到的。
But it is.
但是信心确实是可以看见的。
And Jesus saw it in these four men.
耶稣就看见了这四个人的信心。
See, our faith can't be a private matter.
我们的信心绝对不是个人的事情。
We might say, well, I accepted Christ, and he's my personal savior, and that's as far as I go.
你可能会说，我个人已经接受了基督耶稣做我的救主，那这就是我所知道的，是我个人的事情。
And I would say that's where it begins.
其实这只是一个开始。
But let's look at the verse 1, Mark chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
我们来看看马可福音第二章第一跟第二节里面。
A few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. So many gathered that there was no room left, not even outside the door, and he preached the word to them.
第一节跟第二节说，过了些日子，耶稣又进了加百农，人听见他在房子里，就有许多人聚集，甚至连门前都没有空地。耶稣就对他们讲道。
Now we know that Jesus grew up in Nazareth.
我们知道耶稣是在拿撒勒长大的。
But Capernaum was very close to Nazareth.
但是加百农是离拿撒勒不是很远的地方。
And we can see in Luke chapter 4 tells us that Jesus went back to Nazareth.
那路加福音第四章里面告诉我们说耶稣回去了加百农。
After his baptism and his temptation in the wilderness.
对不起，他回去了拿撒勒。他在旷野里面受魔鬼试探跟受洗，受洗跟受魔鬼试探之后，他回去了拿撒勒。
See, Jesus was rejected in his own home city of Nazareth.
他完全的被当初一起跟他一起长大那些乡亲们所拒绝。
And so he made his home Capernaum.
所以他离开了拿撒勒，去了加百农，加百农就成了他的家。
Which is a fishing village.Outside of Galilee.
那是一个在加利利海边一个渔村。
And he was here for 3 years during his ministry.
那他在那个地方传道有三年的时间。
Now let's look at Mark chapter 2 verses 3 through 12.
那我们一起来看马可福音第二章三到十二节。
Some men came bringing in him a paralyzed man, carried by four of them, since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd.They made an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it and then lowered the mat the man was lying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, Son, your sins are forgiven. Now some teachers... Do you want me to read the whole thing? Okay.
Okay. 这里面他第三节开始他说有人带一个摊子来见耶稣是用四个人抬来的因为人多不得进前他就把耶稣所在的房子拆了房顶既拆通了就把摊子连所躺卧的褥子都垂下来。
Now some of the teachers of the law were sitting there thinking to themselves, why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?
耶稣见他们的信心就对摊子说小子你的罪赦了。有几个文士坐在那里心里议论说这个人为什么这样说呢他说了前往的话了除了神之外谁能赦罪呢
Immediately Jesus knew in his spirit that this was what they were thinking in their hearts and he said to them why are you thinking these things which is easier to say to the paralyzed man your sins are forgiven or to say get up take your mat and walk
耶稣知道他们心里这样议论就说你们心里为什么这样议论呢或对摊子说你的罪赦了或说起来拿你的褥子行走哪一样容易呢但要叫你们知道人子在地上有赦罪的权柄就对摊子说我吩咐你起来拿你的褥子回家去吧。
But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. So he said to the man, I tell you, get up, take your mat and go home. He got up, took his mat and walked in full view of them all. This amazed everyone and they praised God saying, we have never seen...Anything like this.
那人就起来立刻拿着褥子当众人面前出去了以致众人都惊奇归荣耀与神说我们从来没有看过这样的事情
There are a lot of lessons we can gain by this passage
在这段经文里面我们可以学到很多的功课
And not least is the power that Jesus had to forgive sins.
其中的一个就是耶稣是有能力赦免人的罪。
But today I want to draw our attention to the phrase, Jesus saw their faith.
但是今天我希望大家注意一下这里所说的，耶稣见了他们的信心。
So let's take a picture in our minds of what was taking place here with these four men.
让我们在我们的脑海里面想象一下当初发生这件事情的情况。
They wanted to get in the door, but it was full of people.
当许多人挤着前来要见耶稣的时候，
There was no way to get inside the door.
没有任何的办法让他们可以从这个房门那里可以进得去。
There's four men carrying this paralytic on a mat.
这四个人抬着一个摊子在担架上要来见耶稣。
And they knew that they had to see Jesus today.
他们知道他们一定要去见耶稣。
Now if you know a little bit, if you've been to Israel, if you've been to Palestine, you know that many roofs are flat.
你们如果对巴勒斯坦那边的房子的情况理解的话，他们那边的房顶一般都是平的。
They were used for rest and quiet or for drying clothes.
他们的屋顶通常是用来让你安静休息的地方，或者是拿来晒衣服的地方。
And also for storing things.
或者拿来储藏用的。
I remember when we were in Taiwan, we would always try to get a rooftop so we could go up on top and see out.
我记得当我们在台湾的时候，那些房子最高层的地方那边的屋顶上是平的，所以我们很想要到上面去看一看。
In 1 Kings 17, we read that Elijah actually lived on the roof.
在列王记上17章里面告诉我们说，以利亚他住的地方就是屋顶。
And in Acts 10, we also find that Peter is praying up on the roof.
那我们也知道说，在使徒行传第十章里面，彼得是在房顶上祷告。
So generally, we can assume that there was a stairs or a ladder to get up there.
所以一般在墙边都会有一个阶梯让你可以走上屋顶。
According to scholars, they think that there was beams about 3 feet apart.
根据一些学者的研究，屋顶在中东那边的屋顶通常会有很多的梁。
And they would be filled with twigs and clay and also dirt.
每两个梁之间大约有3尺宽，然后梁的中间会有很多细的枝子，然后他们把它填满了泥土。
And it wasn't a terribly hard thing to actually dig into the roof.
如果确实是如此的话，在屋顶上梁之间挖开一个洞，倒不一定是一个很困难的事情。
So we can assume that they probably didn't do huge damage to the house.
那我们可以想象说，他们如果在屋顶上先把它挖个洞的话，可能不会让整个屋子塌下来。
But then the man was lowered down with all these people around.
然后这个摊子就被垂下去到耶稣面前。
And Jesus saw their faith.
耶稣看见了他们的信心。
But he also healed and forgave sins.
但是他同时医治了这个摊子，他也赦免了他的罪。
Now I want you to think for a moment.
我希望大家能够思考一下。
Someone very important. In this case, it was a rabbi they were going to see.
如果有一个很重要的，那重要的人，在这个情形里面，这一个人是一个犹太人的教师。
He was very respected with prominence.
他是一个地位很高的，也很受人家尊崇的。
And so you were going to these men were going to take him to see Jesus to be healed.
他这个四个朋友要带这个摊子到耶稣那里去，是希望耶稣能够医治他。
Now, if you were going to see someone like a VIP, you would want to make a good impression.
如果你是要去见一个很重要的人物的话，我想你会很小心。
You probably wouldn't start tearing down his roof.
你第一件事不会先把他屋顶先拆了。
But you know, I think these four men knew Jesus much better than we think.
我想这四个人认识耶稣比我们想象的认识的更深刻。
Maybe the fact that it didn't make much sense what they were doing is why Jesus healed them.
可能他们所做的东西让你不能想象他们会去做的，也可能因为这个原因 耶稣就医治了这个瘫子。
Jesus was able to see their faith and what they were doing.
耶稣看见他们的信心。
But let me explain a little more about these men.
让我来再详细的解释一下这关于这四个人的事情。
These men had obviously heard about Jesus.
这些人显然听过耶稣谈论过他自己。
They probably heard that he was the Son of Man and that he was there to seek and save the lost.
他们一定听过他曾经说过人子来要寻找拯救失丧的灵魂。
That he was the great physician and that he could heal the sick.
他是个医生，他是会医治的。
That he was there to help the needy and the brokenhearted.
他在那里，他要帮助的是那些有需要的、忧伤的、痛苦的。
And also the desperate.
跟极其可怜的人。
That they probably knew that he was a representative of God.
他们可能也知道他是代表神。
And these men were so audacious in what their actions were.
这些人竟然有这么大的勇气来相信他。
They were so bold in their faith.
他们信心是如此的勇敢。
That they would make a hole in the roof.
他们竟然在屋顶上挖了一个洞。
That they would go to great lengths to make sure that their friend saw Jesus today.
他们尽他们的能力把这个朋友带到耶稣的面前来。
I believe this illustrates how we should experience our Christian faith today.
我相信这个故事是描述了我们基督徒应当如何经历基督所给我们生命的一个重点。
Let me ask you, is there anything bold about your faith?
我想问大家一个问题，你有勇敢的信心吗？
I know I have to ask myself that question, and I know that we can all have more faith.
我经常需要问我自己同样的问题，我是希望我们大家都会有一个很勇敢的信心。
Now, the works is not what makes us a Christian.
我们的行为不能够使我们成为基督徒。
But when we come to Christ and the Spirit enters us, it should move us to action.
但是当我们接受了耶稣基督之后，在我们心里的基督要能够，让我们能够行出这些行为来。
Jacob wrestled with an angel who was nothing short of God himself.
在旧约里面形容雅各跟天使摔跤，然后这个天使其实就是神他自己。
Genesis chapter 32 verse 26.
创世纪三十二章二十六节里面告诉我们说
He wrestled all night and then grabbed him and held on and said, Let me go, for it is daybreak. But Jacob replied, I will not let you go unless you bless me.
他整夜与他摔跤，然后抓着他说，天黎明了，容我去吧。雅各说，你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。
I don't know about you, but That's pretty bold to wrestle an angel and say, you're going to have to bless me.
我不晓得你的想法是什么，但是这样跟神祈求是一个很勇敢的祈求。
And yet boldness is a word that the Hebrew writer describes how we ought to approach God.
但是勇气是希伯来书的作者用来形容我们当如何来到神施恩宝座面前的方法。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16.
我们看一下希伯来书四章第十六节。
Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
There's a boldness in believing what Christ says.
我们需要有勇气才能深信神所说的一定算数。
And when we're expected to describe our relationship with God, that should be bold.
有人说过，如果人家请我们形容我们与神的关系的时候，我们的关系的时候，我们应该是说我们是很坦然无惧的，是很勇敢的。
If the adjective, of our relationship with God is the word polite,
但是如果你想到的形容词关于你跟神的关系是很有礼貌的话，
Then we have a problem.
那我们跟他关系一定有一些问题。
Jesus wasn't worried about being polite.
耶稣从来不认为他需要礼貌的。
His disciples weren't worried about offending people.
他的门徒很怕这个让别人不高兴。
You see, the hole in the roof was no problem to Jesus.
那个在屋顶上把他挖个洞对耶稣来不是一个问题。
Christ wasn't concerned about a building.
对耶稣来讲这个房子不是一个最重要的东西。
He was concerned about people.
他比较关心人。
And he saw the faith in action with these four men.
所以他看到这四个人他们经过他们的行动来表示出来他们的信心。
So I want to briefly look at three qualities that these four men had.
所以我希望我们来一起看看信心有三个特征。
Number one,
第一个,
Jesus saw four men who really cared.
耶稣看见的是四个关心别人的人。
They weren't there to receive a blessing for themselves.
这四个人完全没有想到他们自己，他们不需要从耶稣那里得到什么特别的祝福。
But the friend that they were carrying on the mat did need a blessing.
但是他们有一个朋友有这样的需要。
And they cared about him.
他们关心这个人。
So much that they would be bold about their faith.
他们关心到一个地步，他们费了很大的功夫才来帮助他们的朋友。
Someone has said,
有人曾经说过，
They won't care how much we know until they know how much we care.
人们不在意我们有多少知识，他们在意的是到底我们是不是关心他们。
You know, and this is so true in parenting. In parenting.
这个对我们在教育教养我们小孩中间其实是很重要的一个概念。
My little boy, Stephen Paul, is in what they call Pee-wee. It's like baseball for beginners.
我的两个小孩他们是刚刚开始要学打这个棒球。
And he actually has games all the time.
经常是随时都在有这个需要去比赛的时候。
And we haven't had a lot of kids in sports.
那我们家很久没有这样的小孩需要在运动场上来做这些运动。
But I've found it challenging to go to these Pee-wee games.
所以对我来讲是一个很大的一个挑战，要带他们去玩球。
But Karen has reminded me how important it is to go to these games.
但是我太太经常提醒我说做父亲的你去参加他们这些球赛是很重要的。
So I've gone to these games, and he's really a good hitter. He always makes contact with that ball.
所以我去看他们的时候，发现到说他们其实是很会玩的哈。
Now the little peewees are funny because it's almost like slow motion the way they hit that ball.
这些小孩子刚学的时候，你看他们玩很有意思，因为他们玩起来好像是说用慢动作在打那个球。
Because these are little guys, and they're just.Their strength is not quite developed yet.
他们因为年纪很小，他们的力气还没有那么大。
But it really encouraged me because many dads are out in the field and they're encouraging the boys how to play.
但是我看到很多其他的家长都在旁边鼓励他们。
So I sit in the stands and when the game is over,
所以我坐在那边看他们表演，然后结束之后
，I say good job, Stephen.
我跟他们说。你做得很好。
Now the thing is, that wasn't natural for me to do.
这个对我来讲不是一个很自然的事情。
It was inconvenient.
是一个对我来讲很不方便的事情。
I didn't do it on my own. Karen reminded me how important it was.
本来我不会自己愿意去的。只有因为我太太提醒我，所以我才去了。
But our kids know when they see us, they want time with us.
但是当我们小孩看到我在那边的时候，他其实是很希望我们能够去的。
And people want the same thing. They want to see our Christianity lived out.
人也是一样的，他要看到我们在我们的信心里面怎么样活出来。
Certainly, Jesus was the supreme example in this regard.
在这里，耶稣给了我们一个。最好的一个榜样。
In Matthew 11, where John the Baptist was in prison,
在马太福音十一章里面，当约翰施洗约翰在监狱的时候，
He heard about Christ and what he was doing.
I don't know where we are now.
Okay.
对不起，因为刚才他讲的东西没有在讲稿里面，所以我现在不知道在哪里。
We're right above Matthew 11.
Matthew 11. Where is Matthew 11?
Right here. Yeah, if you can go just to Matthew chapter 11, verse 4 and 5. I don't know.
Where is it on here?
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. I got it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I got off with Stephen Paul story.
Okay. 在马太福音十一章里面有一个很美的故事。
So he heard about what was going on with Jesus.
他听到一些关于基督所做的事情。
And he sent his two disciples to find out about Jesus, if he was truly the Messiah, the Son of God.
他差了他两个门徒去调查一下，看到底耶稣是不是就是那位所称的弥赛亚。
And Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 4 and 5,
耶稣在马太福音十一章第四到第五节里面如此说。
Jesus replied, go back and report to John what you hear and see.
耶稣回答说，你们去把所听见所看见的事告诉约翰。
The blind receive sight, the lame walk. Those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor.
就是瞎子看见，瘸子行走，长大麻风的洁净，聋子听见，使人复活，穷人有福音传给他们。
Jesus didn't come on earth just to share a couple stories and tell us how that we are sinful people.
耶稣不只是来到地上一个礼拜传两次道，告诉我们是罪有如何重大，然后就回天家去了。
And then to ascend back into heaven.
就回天家去了。
It helps us to know that God is a God of love.
我们需要知道神是满有慈爱和怜恤的神。
A God of compassion.
他是有怜悯的神。
A God that truly cares about our problems.
他真的是很关心我们所面对的问题。
As a body of Christ, we need to be a body of people who truly care.
我们今天是基督的身体，我们需要是一群关心别人的人。
What does this mean?
这到底是什么意思？
What does it look like?
到底看来像怎么样子？
What it means is that we need to be involved in other people's lives.
这是说我们需要介入别人的生命里面。
It's so easy to sit back and get wrapped up into our own lives.
我们很容易就坐着原地不动。
Our own problems.
就关注于自己的问题。
And to really care about those in need.
但我们需要来关心别人需要的地方。
I mean, I don't know about you, but I struggle with that.
我不知道你的情况是什么，我经常对我来讲是一个很大的挣扎。
Sometimes it's easy to focus in on the work I'm doing with the youth and my children and my family.
很多时候，我只是关注我自己的问题，因为在教会我要带年轻人啊，年轻人的就是聚会，然后家里有家里的问题。
And what a tremendous difference it would make if we looked every day for someone each day that's in need.
如果我们每一天能够花一点点时间来看看谁有需要，这个世界会非常的不一样。
Maybe it's a brother or sister or someone at church.
或许在教会里的弟兄姐妹们。
Maybe it's your next door neighbor.
或者是你的邻居。
Maybe it's someone that has a material need.
或者有人在物质上有一些需要。
Maybe it's someone that needs a babysitter to watch their five children.
或许有人需要你。
Oh, sorry.
Are you sending a message here?
Oh, sorry. I mean, watch children. I didn't mean five children. Sorry.
或许有人需要你帮助他照顾他的小孩一两个钟头的时间。
Just was checking to see if you guys were awake.
只要看看到底大家是不是还在睡眠半睡眠状态。
Maybe it's someone that needs help with housework.
或许有人需要他家里帮他打扫一下。
Or a ride to the store, or a ride to church.
或者帮带着他到店里去买一点东西。
Maybe it's someone that just wants to hear more about our Jesus.
或许有些人想要多知道一点关于耶稣的事情。
Remember, They won't care how much we know until they know how much we care.
记得人们不在乎你知道的有多少，他们在乎的是你关心有多少。
This is more than just expressing concern for other people.
这不只是表达我们的关心而已。
It means that our hands are going to get dirty.
而是帮助他们真正来解决他们的困难，就是让你的手能够变得肮脏一点。
I don't know if you've noticed, but people's lives are messy.
不晓得你有没有注意到，很多人他们的生命是一团糟的。
And if we're really going to help, we're going to have to get our hands dirty in people's lives.
如果我们真的要帮助他们，我们一定要让我们的手能够变得肮脏一点。
Let's look at James chapter 2, verses 14 to 16.
我们来看一下雅各书二章十四到十六节。
What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if people claim to have faith but have no deeds?
我的弟兄们，若有人说自己有信心却没有行为。
Can such faith save them?
有什么益处呢？这信心能救他们吗？
Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food.
若是弟兄或是姐妹赤身肉体，又缺了日用的饮食。
If one of you says to them,Go in peace, keep warm and well fed.
你们中间有人对他们说，平平安安去吧，愿你们穿得暖，吃得饱。
But does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it?
却不给他们身体所需用的，这有什么益处呢？
I recently met with the person in charge in this area for World Vision.
最近我有一个机会跟这个世界展望会的同工有一个机会来讨论。
And World Vision is very thankful at the work that the church does and gives to the Christian organization.
他们很感谢我们教会参与他们所谓的许多的这个慈善的事工。
And the representatives told me that the people have basic needs.
他告诉我说很多人有这个最基本的需要。
They need food, they need water.
他们需要水，他们需要有食物。
And a lot of the money that we have given has helped people in places that need to learn how to farm and how to, filter water, those things.
在世界上很多贫穷的地区他们需要有能够有这些帮助他们能够来生产食物，然后怎么样把水能够净化的这些仪器。
See, when we help these people, we help them to live.
当我们帮助这些人的时候，我们等于是帮助他们能够养生。
And then we can tell them the reason why we're here.
然后我们可以跟他们讲为什么我们来这里。
This is what Christ did for us.
这就是耶稣为我们所做的。
This is what the four men did when they cared enough about their friend to take him to Jesus.
这也就是那四个人他们所做的，他们关心他们的这个朋友，才让他们去做这些事情。
We need to have the same kind of faith these four men did.
我们需要有像叫四个人同样的信心。
We need to care about the physical and the spiritual needs around the world around us.
我们需要在物质上和属灵上来关心世界上人的需要。
I just spoke to a man named Wayne, and he's in charge of Life Changers.
我最近跟一个人，他名字叫 Wayne, 他是在 Detroit 这里帮助这些穷人来修理他们的房子等等这些事工的。
And Wayne is a pastor in Dundee, Michigan.
那他是一个在丹地这个地方做牧师的。
And I called Wayne about, because we're going to be going to Life Changers in Detroit.
因为我们最近会带一群年轻人，我们教会年轻人去这个Life Changer 在 Detroit 这个地方。
And Wayne has been helping the people that their homes were hit with the tornado in Dundee.
那 Wayne, 最近大家听说过在丹地那些地方有龙卷风 okay, 然后有很大的这个伤害破坏。
And he shared with me how they have served 7,500 meals.
Okay. 他们说他们因为这个事情，他们预备了7,500个食物份7,500份的食物给这些人。
and how the Southern Baptist Convention has come down with chainsaws, and they actually have been helping cut down trees and help people in need.
这个美南浸信会就特别有一群人到了当地的这个地方，来用这个不同的仪器来帮助他们来清理这个龙卷风之后所遗留下来的那些问题。
So these people had some basic needs.
那这些人他们有一些基本上的需要。
And they were there to share Christ.
他们去那个地方来帮助他们，就是要跟他们分享耶稣基督。
And through this tragedy, 5 people came to receive Christ.
因为这样的事情，有五个人决定要信主。
That's why we have to keep our eyes open, because there's always opportunity to share Christ.
所以为什么我们需要把这个让我们的眼睛能够看得清楚，就说随时有人有需要的时候，我们能够帮助他们。
And that's the point number 2. Jesus saw 4 men who wanted to share Christ.
第二点。耶稣看见四个人要与别人分享基督。
We need to be anxious to share Christ with people.
我们需要渴望的跟别人分享基督的信心。
I want to focus my attention on Andrew.
我希望大家来注意一下在圣经里面十二个门徒里面的安德烈。
Yeah, he's not a prominent apostle.
安德烈似乎不是一个很重要的一个使徒。
Not like James or John or Peter, his brother.
他不像雅各和约翰，或者是他的兄弟彼得。
But every time we read about Andrew,
但是每一次当我们读到关于安德烈的时候，
he's bringing someone to Christ.
他总是在带人到耶稣的面前来。
He brought his brother Peter.
他带他的兄弟彼得。
He brought the boy with the fish.
他把那个小孩有五饼二鱼的。带到耶稣的面前来。
He brought Greeks who had questions to Jesus.
他把那些有疑问的一些希腊人带到耶稣的面前来。
And no, he's not recognized as great.
他不一定被别人认可，他是一个伟大的使徒。
But he shared Jesus with those he knew around him.
但是他总是把耶稣，把人带到耶稣的身边的。
If you stop and think about it, what could be greater than that?
如果我们仔细想一想，有何事情比这个更伟大呢？
And we ought to feel the same way that the apostles felt about Christ.
我们应该要像使徒们对基督的感觉一样。
Let's look at Acts chapter 4 verse 20.
我们看一下使徒行传四章二十节里面所记载的。
We cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard. They couldn't hold it inside of them.
我们所看见所听见的不能不说，他们无法让他们不分享。
They had to share it.
他们一定要分享。
The Lord saw these 4 men who wouldn't give up.
耶稣看见这四个人，这四个人绝对没有放弃，绝对不放弃。
Has anyone seen the movie recently called Extraordinary Measures?
不晓得各位有没有看过这个电影，叫做《超乎想象的方法》。
It's on DVD right now.
它是在 DVD 上。
Now, it's not a Christian movie.
它不是一个基督徒的这个电影。
But this father has 2 children.
但是这个电影里面描述一个父亲，他有两个小孩。
And they have a deadly illness.
他们有一个患了绝症。
That they will only live to be about 8 years old.
他们最多只能活到八岁。
And so this father has a desire to save his children's life.
这个父亲你可以想象想要使他的这个两个小孩的病能够痊愈。
So he finds a person that is found a cure for this disease.
他找到一个医生知道说怎么样让他这个小孩的病能够治愈。
But the problem is it's only in method. It hasn't been tested on humans.
但是问题是他这个方法只是在实验阶段，还没有做过人生的试验。
And this man has to raise millions to save his children's life so that they can do the research and then put out some medicine that they need.
那所以他需要有许多要能有很多的钱来做这样的实验，来看看说这个实验是不是能够成功。
So you see through the movie all the work he does to save his children.
所以你可以看到这个电影里面他所需要做的事情，为了要救他的两个小孩。
And at the end, they do the research. They test it out on his children.
最后他们发现了一个方法，然后就在他们小孩身上做这个实验。
And it works. It doesn't cure them, but it stabilizes them.
这个方法最后发现，这个电影的最后是说，这个电影实验的结果是说，他并不能够真的治愈他的小孩，但是至少能够让他的病情能够稳定。
You know, and to me that's a picture of these four men. They weren't willing to give up.
那对我来讲，就像这四个人，他们不愿意放弃。
They weren't willing to just say, you know, I'm sorry about your sickness. I'm gonna pray for you. No, they were gonna take him to the healer.
他们没有就对这个人说对不起，我已经没有办法了哈，我就可以替你祷告。因为我没有办法救你。
And I believe it increased their faith.
我相信他们没有这个放弃，也增加了他们的信心。
Sometimes we need to be tested so that we can put our faith forward.
有的时候我们需要能够有像他们这样的信心，我们不放弃。
I worked with the youth last night. We all got together.
我昨天晚上在年轻人聚会当中，我跟他们一起来做一件事情。
And we had, of course, we had a lot of fun playing volleyball first.
我们开始的时候先打排球，在外面打排球。
Teenagers got to get their energy out first before we learn about God.
年轻人他们需要先让他们有这个体力，让能消耗一点，他们才能够有机会来跟你谈论神的事情。
And we talked about our faith.
我们会分享关于信心的事情。
And how all of us as Christians have to place our faith.In Christ.
那我们基督徒应该要在让我们的信心建立在基督身上。
And I can remember when I had to put my faith forward in a difficult situation.
那我也回想，有许多时候我需要在很困难的时候找到我的那个信心。
I remember being in China and I was working on the adoption for Jadelyn.
我还记得我当初在中国大陆的时候，我们是要领养一个小孩子。
And so many times we were heard the word no.
许许多的时候这个字总在我们面前出现，就是说不行。
But when you know something is from the Lord, you need to go forward anyway.
但是如果你心里真正的知道这是从神来的，你就会不反顾的向前走。
Just because man says no, Jesus says yes.
并不是因为人说不行就不行，因为如果神说行就一定行。
And now I get blessed with a beautiful Chinese daughter.
所以我们就最后就领养了这个很漂亮的中国小孩子，小女孩。
Because I knew Christ said yes.
因为我知道在我心里面耶稣说的是是。
And if I hadn't taken a step of faith, I wouldn't have her today.
如果我没有靠着信心往前行的话，今天她就不会是我们的女儿。
Now many of the youth haven't had their faith tested yet.
那在我们当中教会的很多年轻人，他们的信心还没有经过试炼。
And when they get out on their own, their faith is going to be tested.
那当他们离开这个教会的时候，我们知道他们的信心会面临挑战的。
And I think for us, many times, our faith has been tested.
那我相信我们对我们自己来讲，我们的信心是经常会受到试炼。
And many times we have obstacles and we have problems, but we know that we need to have faith in Christ.
我们很多时候我们会碰到困难，但是我们知道我们需要依靠的是耶稣。
Many times we're anxious to cry, it can't be done.
有很多很多的时候我们会叫说这件事情绝对做不成。
But the thing is, I believe that we've got to get outside of the natural.
但是我相信我们要离开我们的人的自然的想法的这个圈外面。
And we need to recognize the power of God.
我们需要认识神的能力。
It's so easy to give up on people.
我们很容易在人身上放弃。
And say, well, they'll never come to the Lord.
我们有的时候会说，哦，他绝对不可能信主的。
And when we believe it, guess what? That will probably happen.
那如果你相信的话，他们可能就永远不信主了。
We have to be reminded who does the saving.
我们需要提醒我们自己，到底是谁在拯救这些灵魂。
It's not us.
不是我们。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 13.
我们看一下腓立比书四章十三节。
I can do everything through him who gives me strength.
我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
The Lord's work has not always been accomplished by great, talented people.
主的事工不全是由那些有特别恩赐的人。
Or intelligent people, or strong people.
或者特别聪明，或者是特别强壮的人。
But it's always been done by people that believed in the power of God.
但是总是由相信神能力人所成就的。
That rely on God for their supply.
他们依靠神给他们所需要的。
These four men persevered through obstacles.
这四个人他们选择不折不饶的来克服这些困难。
And the Lord rewarded their faithfulness.
那我们的主就赏赐了他们这样的信心。
The thing is that faith is real.
我们的信心是真的。
It's not something we just do on the outside.
不是我们在表面上做出来的。
It starts on the inside.
它是从内心里面开始。
And when the Holy Spirit moves us, we start living our faith.
当圣灵在我们心里面感动我们的时候，我们就活出我们的信心。
I've been so challenged by this message this week.
这个故事对我来讲，对我个人是一个很大的，给我一个很大的挑战。
I had been challenged in my faith with God.
在我信心里面，神借着这个故事给我的挑战。
I've been convicted myself.
我在心里面有这样的深信。
Our church needs to have a faith that moves mountains.
我们教会需要有信心能够转移山，能够移山倒海。
And it starts with a person personally.
要开始的时候要从我们开始。
And I believe it in a bigger picture, it's the church itself. It's all of you here today.
那我们可以看到一个更大的图画，就是说，不只是你跟我，是我们整个的教会。
Some of us need to step out in our faith.
我们中间有些人需要能够跨出我们信心的一步。
Some of us need to look for those in need every day.
我们需要能够看到我们旁边一些有需要的人。
Maybe someone here today hasn't even taken the first step in accepting Jesus as their Savior.
或许我们当中有些人今天还没有踏出信仰的第一步，就是来接受耶稣做你个人的救主。
And I would challenge you to do that today.
那我今天愿意给你这样的挑战。
Because it's an exciting, wonderful life.
因为当你接受耶稣基督的时候，这是一个很值得人兴奋的生命。
See, where we are weak, he is strong.
当我们软弱的时候，神他是强壮的。
And where things can't be done, they can be done with him.
当我们想说我们没有办法做到的时候，我们知道神他能给我们能力，能够做得到。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, I thank you so much for these four men.
亲爱的天父，我们真为这四个人来感谢你。
That they showed their faith in their action.
他们借着他们行为来表现出他们的信心。
They showed love and they showed compassion for their friend.
他们有爱，他们有怜悯，来表现在他们的朋友的身上。
They weren't concerned about being embarrassed.
他们并不关心于他们自己是不是会觉得，被。觉得不舒适。
They were focused on the goal.
他们所注重所注意所注意到的就是他们的目标。
I pray that Lord, where we are weak, that you would be strong.
我们求主，当我们来帮助我们，当我们是在软弱的时候，你来让我们成为刚强。
I ask that everyone here today would cry out to you.
我们向你祈求，让我们今天每一位在座的弟兄姐妹们都会向你来呼求。
To cry out to live out our faith in this world.
来呼求说帮助我们能够在今天的世界上能活出我们的信心。
With a world that has no hope.
这个世界有许多人是没有希望的。
We have so much to give.
我们有许许多多你给我们的，我们可以跟别人分享。
Help us to give our Jesus to this world.
请你帮助我们跟别人分享我们的耶稣。
I pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，是奉耶稣基督名求，阿门。